Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Nathan Roberts at our top local story. California's insurance commissioner says he's taking action to help homeowners whose insurance companies have dropped or are trying to drop their policies over wildfire risk.
I am calling for a one-year statewide moratorium on wildfire-related non-renewals in order to give consumers temporary breathing room while we work on lasting solutions.
Ricardo Lara says this is especially important for recent victims of October's wildfires who need additional time to recover. He says he's also asking insurance companies to voluntarily stop canceling home and rental insurance policies everywhere in the state for the next year. Lara says not renewing policies threatens home values and puts a strain on emergency services. He says the number of non-renewals jumped 10% just last year alone. Results of a new poll show the race for the Democratic presidential nomination still very much a toss-up here in California.
The California primary is just 3 months away, but it appears California Democrats still aren't completely sold on a candidate. UC Berkeley poll director Mark DiCamillo.
We now have Sanders and Warren sharing the lead at the top, but that represents a decline for Warren, who had a 7-point lead in our September survey, and Sanders has been the beneficiary of that. Now they're kind of statistically tied. We have Sanders at 24, Warren at 22.
The poll is not good news for Joe Biden. He's dropped to 14%. Pete Buttigieg saw his numbers double from 6% in the last poll to 12% now. The poll was taken before Kamala Harris dropped out of the race. When asked whom her supporters would name as their second choice if she quit, most support went to Warren and Biden. Chris Seedens, KNX 1070 News Radio.
All this against the backdrop of the next Democratic debate being held here in Los Angeles just 2 weeks from today. Time is running out for candidates to qualify for it. A CBS News analysis finds only six candidates have earned a place on the debate stage. They are Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Tom Steyer, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren. The debate at Loyola Marymount and LMU political analyst Michael Genovese tells KNX the university is putting finishing touches to plans for the debate.
Now, we'll be out of school at that time, but I can't tell you how many students keep coming up to me and grabbing me and going, I'll stay an extra week. You got to get me in. You got to get me. I'll do anything. So it's really added to a sense of excitement and it's sort of bubbling up on campus.
The criteria for making the debate is based on political donations and on polling as well. Well, authorities are still keeping their eyes peeled for a mountain lion that attacked two dogs in Simi Valley last night. One of those dogs killed, the other was injured, and the owner of one of the dogs jumped on the lion. KNX 1070's John Baird live in Simi Valley. He's got more for us right now.
Simi Valley police tell us they're still keeping watch for the animal, and a state wildlife official told me a minute ago they're going to try to track it down. They say the mountain lion first attacked and injured a dog that was being walked last night. Then the mountain lion attacked and killed Pumbaa, the schnauzer, when the owner let him out of her house at 2 o'clock in the morning to go to the bathroom. Her brother described it.
And she opened the door, and I think she went out first, and she saw the mountain lion, and her dog charged underneath her legs towards the mountain lion, and the mountain lion snapped it right up.
And the owner pounced on the puma.
And then she jumped on the mountain lion and tried to pry its jaws open to save her dog, because she loves her dog so much.
Unfortunately, Pumbaa was killed. The mountain lion eventually ran off. People in the neighborhood are worried.
And I know they're protected animals, so I'm not sure what we can do to defend ourselves.
In fact, a state wildlife official just told me you can defend yourself or your pet if a mountain lion attacks. But for now, police are advising residents to keep their pets indoors. Live in Simi Valley, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Thank you, John. A newly released investigative review finds a former UCLA gynecologist accused of sexually abusing patients violated the university's policy for sexual violence and sexual harassment. Live to KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero outside the airport courthouse.
There was a brief court hearing held here this morning for Dr. James Heaps, who's been charged with sexual battery involving two patients. One of those patients was the focus of this UCLA Health internal investigation. It determined that there is sufficient evidence to conclude that Heaps engaged in behavior that constituted sexual assault when he saw that woman back in December of 2017. Attorney Jennifer McGrath represents the woman, as well as dozens of others, alleged victims.
UCLA knew that it had gathered enough factual evidence to conclude that Dr. Heaps committed misconduct by January of 2018. And yet UCLA chose to put their profits and their reputation over patients' well-being, allowing women to continue to visit Dr. Heaps and have appointments with him until June of 2018.
Attorney Leonard Levine represents Heaps.
When the evidence comes in this court, where people are under oath and we can show the evidence to an independent trier of fact, we are confident Dr. Heaps will be totally exonerated.
Now, Heaps has pleaded not guilty to the charges he's facing. We have reached out to UCLA for comment, but have yet to hear back. Reporting live, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Margaret, thank you. A new forecast of the local housing market finds that millennials looking to buy their first homes just being shut out because of the high prices.
Unfortunately, there's just not enough supply, both new or existing, to satisfy this demographic upswell.
That's George Rutu, who is a senior economist with Realtor.com. He tells KNX there is still a high demand from millennials who want to swap renting for home and ownership. The forecast predicts local home sales will drop.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.